This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 296.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. This episode is part of a week-long sales challenge that I'm running to help you bring more money into your business. There's three main ways that you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening from September the 10th to 15th, 2018. And if you sign up for the challenge at janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, then you'll get a daily email in your inbox with an activity to do that's designed to help you start bringing more money into your business this week. We'll also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others who are taking part in the challenge. And there's going to be all sorts of other exciting things like prizes and leaderboards. And I'm really going to try and incentivize you to start taking action and bringing more money into your business this week. If you're listening in the future, then you still can take part in the challenge. So if you go to that same URL, so janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, you can still take part. But if it's not during the live period, then you'll just get the emails delivered to your inbox every day and you can work through it at your own pace. And depending on when you join the challenge, it may be that the Facebook group is still open. It may be that it's not. So it just depends how far in the future you're listening. Number three, if you choose to, you can just decide to take each of these podcast episodes as a standalone piece of content. I'll just give you a list of what's going to be covered over the next five episodes. So episode 295, how to prospect your leads. Episode 296, how to generate sales in your business fast. Episode 297, how to sell your products or services on social media. Episode 298, how to turn browsers into buyers. Episode 299, how to sell every day without being a pain in the ass. Now, before we get into the content, I just want to give you a quick bit of background as to why I decided to run this challenge. If you're a regular listener to the show or you follow my work, you may be thinking, well, Janet, you're a marketing and PR specialist, so why would you be running a sales challenge? Well, for me, your marketing activities should be totally tied to your sales targets and goals. And what I see in my own clients, but also in the wider community, often what I'm seeing is that people are working on marketing activities that are actually more about attracting cold leads. So cold leads might take 6 months, 9 months, 12 months for you to convert. So I'm seeing a lot of people out there who are doing things like email marketing, which is great. You do need to do it, but they're doing social media. They're posting on Facebook. They're posting on Instagram and Instagram stories. And that's all very well. And it's really great to be building up an audience, but only if you already have enough clients and customers in your business. So what I'm seeing out there is people are spending an awful lot of time on marketing activities that are really aimed to be generating a flow of leads for your business that might convert in 6-9 months' time. And what I'm concerned about is that I'm seeing in my own clients, but also in the wider community, that people aren't actually doing the activities that are going to help you bring customers and clients into your business right now. And I think it's really, really important that you're doing all the other stuff, the email list building, the social media audience building. It's really, really important. But if you're doing that and you're not actually doing the stuff that's going to help you get clients and customers today, then you may not have a business in 6 or 9 months. That is the reality of it. So one of the things that I'm going to be introducing in my membership community, the Love Marketing community, I'm actually going to be recommending that all new members take this sales challenge so that they understand how to get customers and clients now, so that they've got that kind of reassurance, they've got that kind of peace of mind that means that then they can then start working on the longer term stuff like email list building and social media marketing, the things that are going to convert for them in 6 to 9 months' time. But my concern is that if you're focusing so much on those longer term strategies, and I'll talk to you more in this series about why it can be tempting to fall into doing that, then you end up with no customers and clients at all. You're not actually doing the stuff that will bring clients and customers in and that are going to pay you money like this week or this month. So that's really what this challenge is all about. And I feel if you understand how to get customers and clients now, and you can get that peace of mind, you can get that reassurance, and that frees you up to go out and start building your funnel that's going to bring you in customers and clients for years to come. So if you're taking part in the sales challenge, then this is day two of the challenge, and you should already have an email in your inbox with today's activity. If you're treating this as a piece of standalone content, then this episode is all about how to generate sales in your business and how to do it fast. But I would suggest that you go back to episode 295 and listen to that one first, because the activity that I'm going to get you to do in this episode, you really need to have done the activity in episode 295 for this one to make sense for you. So in episode 295, I showed you how to prospect your leads so that you can identify which are your hottest leads and therefore the ones that are most likely to buy from you. I also talked about the different marketing activities that work best for hot leads. So generally it's personal outreach, so emails, personal messages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, phone calls, letters, leaflets, so old school, and generally we refer to these as high touch strategies. I talked a bit in episode 295 about how these are also the strategies that can make you feel the most uncomfortable, but you need to push through that because if you need to bring money into your business quick, these are the ones that are most likely to work for you. So what I want you to do now is to start reaching out to some of your hottest leads and to start making some offers to them. So what I want you to do is to create a spreadsheet. And if you're out walking the dog or you're at the gym or you're washing up or driving, whatever it is you do when you're listening to the podcast, then you might need to come back to this section later because I want you to actually do an exercise. So I want you to create a spreadsheet and make a list of your hottest leads. So you started to work on that yesterday. But now I want names, I want email addresses, I want phone numbers, I want details of who these people are. And then I want you to create a column where you jot down an idea for an appropriate follow-up for each of them. So these people are all individuals and you're going to be taking an individualized approach to these people. So it's not appropriate for you to do exactly the same thing for every person. Well, it might be, but I think you need to go through each person and just check that you've got the right strategy for the right person. So just to give you an example, so here are some of the things that you might do, some of the activities that might possibly work for you to go back and make offers to these hottest leads of yours. So it could be a follow-up to an existing or previous customer inquiring whether they'd like to book another session or to place their next order. So I do some one-to-one consulting, I do one-hour sessions and I do half days. And as part of my follow-up email sequence, I make an offer for a discounted session in the future. If you book within the next 60 days, you can get 20% off your next session. So that isn't in your sequence at the moment. It might be, but if it isn't, then what you could do is just send a follow-up email and just say, look, I've got this coming up. I've got this new thing. I know we worked together a little while back. Would you like to take advantage of this? So that's one idea. Another idea, if you've got a product-based business, this could work really well, is just to go back with a discount code and say, look, I know that you bought some brownies from me recently. I've just got a new recipe out and I just wondered if you might want to make another order. I've got this discount code for you. So that can be a nice way just to kind of go back to people that you've worked with before. It could be a completely new offer. So whenever I've got a new online course or I've got a new coaching offer or something like that, I will always go out to people that I've worked with before. They will be the first people that I ask. I've just created this. I thought of you because I think this would be ideal for the things that you're finding challenging at the moment. Just wondered if you'd be interested. So it literally is a case of just going and saying, look, we've worked together before, or you've talked about working with me before. I've got something that I think could be right up your street. And I've certainly sold a lot of my coaching and consulting that way by just reaching out to people that I just think it would really help them because of the conversations that we've had before. Another thing that you might want to do, a really, really simple follow-up is, and I have these, you know, I have to go back and remind myself to do this all the time. But you know, when people get in touch with you and they make an inquiry about your product or service, or, you know, they might get in touch with you by email, they might Facebook message you, they might Instagram message you, Twitter message you, and then you get busy and you forget about that inquiry. And maybe you went back to that person and you gave them a little bit of information. Maybe you gave them a link. Maybe you gave them a phone number, however it is that you do business, but you've let that lead go cold. Just go back to them and say, I know you got in touch with me a few weeks ago and you asked me a question about whatever it was. I just wondered if you were still interested. If you really want to offer value, you could go back and say, I just wondered if you were still interested. And by the way, here's a 20% discount code. I mean, I don't suggest that you give away your products and services for free, but if it's been a while and you have left it a little bit long and it's gone cold, that's one thing that you could think about. Something that I noticed someone else did to me recently, which I thought was really good, is that I booked in a session with a coach. And for whatever reason, I booked straight into her calendar. And for whatever reason, it didn't work. And when I arrived at the call and she wasn't there, and I got in touch and kind of said, look, we booked this consultancy session and you weren't there. And she was hugely apologetic about it and said, you know, really sorry, I don't know what happened, but would you mind booking in again? But then I got busy. And, you know, to be honest, when somebody has kind of been a bit of a no-show, it does kind of put you off a little bit. So I didn't kind of rush to book back in with her, but I thought she did something really clever. So a few weeks later, she got in touch with me and said, I noticed that you hadn't rebooked with me. And just to say how sorry I am about what happened before, you can have 50% off. Here's a booking link. So I booked in pretty much by return. So it's just constantly thinking about how you can follow up. You know, I was a warm lead because I was a hot lead because I'd already booked in with her and I'd already actually booked and paid for a session and she'd refunded me because she didn't show. So she just took the time to come back to me. She made me an offer that instantly made me think, oh, that was just a one-off, that's fine. And I booked immediately because it was a really, really good deal. So it's just about thinking for each of those hot leads that you've got on your list, what would be the appropriate follow-up for them, and just make that follow-up. When I put it like that, it sounds so easy. I'm going to talk about this again, but yesterday I said that going back to your hot leads, going back to somebody who's made an inquiry with you, or even somebody who's looked at your Instagram stories, or somebody that you know has looked at your sales page or whatever, and just saying, look, I know that you've been checking this out. Are you still interested? Or is there anything else I can do to help you out? It can feel a bit uncomfortable. And the reason it feels uncomfortable is because it's much harder to be rejected or turned down by somebody that you know than a complete stranger. But if you want to bring money into your business, you're going to have to get used to it, because, you know, it's easy to send an email out to tons of people on an email list and you don't know them, you don't know what they look like, you don't know where they live, you don't have any personal relationship with them. If they say no to you, or if they send you a snarky email, well, it's not nice, but, you know, you didn't really know them anyway. But if you send an email out to a trusted client and they say, actually, you know, this isn't for me at all, or, you know, this offer doesn't work for me for this reason, then, you know, maybe it might hurt a little bit. But that's the way that you're going to bring money into your business. And the more you do it, it's like with anything, the more times that you do it and you get used to just doing personal outreach and you get used to following up and you get used to seeing the results that it brings you in your business, then you will get less and less uncomfortable. At the end of every launch, so when I'm doing an event launch or when I'm doing a membership launch, we make a list of our hot leads and I'll go around and I do it personally and I'll send personal messages on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That sometimes just prompts people to go, oh my God, yes, the deadline is happening and I did mean to book that. Okay, I'll go and do it. For other people, it's not the right time for them and we just have a polite and pleasant exchange. I'm just remembering somebody that I did that to recently, actually. I went to them and said, I noticed you've been checking this out. And at the time, the reply that they gave me, I felt like, oh, you know, they were sort of a bit dismissive of me and they said, oh no, I don't need that at all. But then they popped up a few months later and wanted to book in for something else. And I've actually since spent quite a bit with me. So it's definitely worth just being top of mind, just getting used to going back to people. Most people aren't offended or upset by you reaching out to them. Often they're quite grateful that you've just reminded them. I've had this loads of times with, I don't know, I want to buy some blinds for my house and I've made some inquiries and I was interested, but then I got busy and, you know, they gave me a ring and said, are you still interested in those blinds? I thought, oh, actually, yeah, I am still interested in those blinds. Yeah, let's get it sorted now. You're on the phone. So often just you making that follow-up, people are actually grateful to hear from you. And I think it's really worth bearing that in mind, that often people are glad that you've reminded them. They don't feel that it's pushy or silly and they're just pleased that they can take some action or maybe just make a decision one way or another. So please, 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 please don't let that hold you back, because this is the easiest way to bring money in your business. And if you want to have an easier life, if you don't want to have to work so hard for every sale, then getting used to just following people up and to having these kind of conversations will serve you really well. Okay, so once you've made your list of your hot leads and you've made a list of appropriate follow-ups that you're going to make, I want you to reach out to at least 5 of those people today. I just want you not to overthink it, just to go and do it. Go and do it right now. If you're doing something else, you have to come back to it later. But whenever you come back to it, don't think too hard about it. Just go off and do those follow-ups. If you want some accountability, then take a photo of the list that you've made of the things that you're going to do, the follow-ups that you're going to do, and post it in our Facebook group and give yourself some accountability. And if you've got any questions about it, if you're not sure what would be the right kind of follow-up for different kinds of leads, then just jump in the group and we'll see if we can help you out. In episode 296, I looked at how to generate sales in your business and how to do it fast, and doing it by specifically targeting your hottest leads with the right kind of marketing activities. In episode 297, I'm going to be focusing on how you can sell your products and services on social media. So the topic is social selling.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.